The Warriors respond in an emphatic fashion, a spirited effort leading the way to a Game 5 victory over the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. And the Warriors now send this series back to Oklahoma City, and the crowd here tonight at Oracle Arena just tremendous in fueling the energy. And it took a lot of contributions, but the Warriors getting it done in this toe-to-toe, hard-nosed battle with the Thunder. Stephen Curry's team-high 31 points, one of many outstanding performances. Klay Thompson added 27 points as the Warriors grab the 120-111 win. We'll hear from Stephen, Draymond, Klay, and Coach Kerr. But let's start with Curry and what he had to say in the postgame.
We had a slightly different rotation, for sure, and we really relied on the entire team tonight, which is when we're at our best, when everybody has an impact on the game. So, you know, every night will be different, just depending on how Coach Kerr wants to throw us out there and what grouping. So just got to be ready. And considering, you know, the situation, when you're out there, whether it's 30 minutes or 45 minutes, it's going to take all of your energy to get wins.
Steph, Jet from the World Journal.
Yeah.
Your shot is not very in the game four, but you scored 12 points in the first quarter. What's the big difference?
Same shots, just got to continue to have confidence and take them. That's it.
Steph, Carl Stewart from the Bay Area News Group. You said on the right after the game, you said that game six will be probably the toughest games of your lives. I mean, how do you go in there and get a win? And was the effort tonight good enough to win in Oklahoma City?
I think the effort was good. We still can play better, for sure. There are still a couple possessions that we gave away on turnovers, especially in transition when we got stops. We had advantages and had some bad timing on passes and came up empty-handed a good amount of time, and think we still fouled too much at the wrong times when they could, you know, kill momentum and get to the free throw line. It'll take all of our IQ, all of our gamesmanship, and just, you know, 48 great minutes to get a win down there, considering how the last two games gone. So there's going to be a decision point in that game where we can either keep our, you know, our foot on the gas pedal and keep momentum and take the crowd out of it, or let them do what they've been doing. And we have to control that situation.
Steph, over here. Tariq Majeti with Afghanistan Basketball. First of all, props on the shirt choice. Second of all, can you explain to the average non-basketball player what is so important about home court advantage as opposed to playing on the road, like for you particularly yourself?
No, when you can feed off your crowd's energy and that noise when you make runs, and you know, the road team, they can kind of just feel the roof kind of coming in a little bit when, you know, the home team goes on those, you know, 6-0, 8-0 runs, whatever it may be. The adrenaline rush is amazing, and it's also fun, obviously, to win on the road when you can, you know, quiet a road crowd. But it's significantly harder to do that. But that's why it's so important what you do during the regular season to secure home court advantage, because you usually play better at home.
Scott Hart-Cooper from NBA.com. You guys have been in a lot of pressure situations the last almost two seasons, but never a desperate situation facing elimination. What did that feel like for you guys? Did it feel different? And what sense of accomplishment is there to have responded to it so well?
I mean, honestly, we just did what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to win at home as a team that's only lost two games in the regular season and whatnot. So this is a place where we have experienced a lot of winning, and, you know, we're supposed to do, you know, to take care of games like tonight. There's no real sense of accomplishment because of that, because we know what we still have to do going forward. But we did, you know, take advantage of the opportunity at home to stay alive and, you know, force game six.
Scott Osler, The Chronicle.
Steph, your three-point numbers are down, shots, takes and makes, even tonight. Is this the best three-point defense that you face during the year? And if so, what do they do?
I mean, they know that's our strength, so they switch a lot and try to, you know, run you out three-point line. Getting decent looks, you know, haven't made many in the last, you know, three games, but the way that you kind of go at this team is move the ball like we did tonight and create confusion because they do switch so much. And still have confidence in those moments to take those shots. The ones where they get you in trouble is when you ISO and do, you know, eight dribbles and change direction and try to still search for that three. That's the one that's is tempting, and you kind of have to feel the moment whether you're going to take them or not. But those are the ones that get you in trouble if you play right into their hands.
Monty Poole, CSN Bay Area. Steve said earlier that he felt you guys showed a lot of fight, partly because you were embarrassed at what you guys did at OKC. Is that too strong? Do you sense that? And if so, did that kind of drive some of the fury that we saw tonight?
Well, yeah, we knew if we didn't win, we're going home. I mean, there's no other motivation you need. Embarrassed is kind of a strong word. We're just frustrated we didn't do what we're supposed to do. Or not necessarily that, but be ourselves and play the way we're supposed to play. Whether we win or lose, you know, it's still hard to say against a great team, but we didn't give ourselves any chance to be competitive in OKC. And tonight we finally showed what we're capable of, and we have to, you know, take that game and travel for game six. So, you know, we're excited about that opportunity that we have, and, you know, another game to play.
Tim McMahon, ESPN.com. Steph, a few minutes ago, KD was asking to hear about your defense. He said you're pretty good, but you don't guard the other top point guards very often, and that they like the matchup of you on Russ. What's your take on that?
I got a great teammate that's obviously a better defender on the perimeter. I like the challenge. I'll do my job, you know, best I can. That's what I'm out there to do. So in those situations, I don't get too caught up in the one-on-one matchup. That's, you know, my job is to follow the game plan. And, you know, I've done that the last 4 years of my career, trying to elevate my defensive presence and do my job.
Steph, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat up front. I think you guys were up four heading into the fourth quarter and went on an 8-0 run to start the fourth, and it was mostly second team in at the time. How important was that run, and generally how important were your subs tonight?
They were huge. Mo came in and gave us a huge boost on some offensive rebounds and putbacks. You know, Dre playing great defense on KD and knocking down some threes, especially in the beginning of the fourth quarter. LB came in and got two steals right away and made an impact on the game. Obviously, Sean hit some timely buckets, especially in the fourth quarter. So, like we said, we have a deep team that when we're all clicking and having an impact on the game, we're obviously much better. So that was a crucial moment to keep the momentum on our side. And in OKC, those are the kind of moments that can decide a game when, you know, you're closing in, maybe going to come back or have a small lead, and you can try to create separation. You have to keep attacking, and every lineup has to do their job.
Steph, Brian Brinkley, KFOR-TV, over here to your right. What did you do specifically offensively tonight you guys weren't able to do in games three and four, and how much was the points in the paint effect? You had 48 of those. Looked like you were attacking the basket a little more.
We still had a few too many turnovers at the wrong times, but for the most part, we managed that part of the game so that we could get a decent shot on every possession. Attack the basket a little bit more. We shot a few more free throws tonight, which was helpful because we were aggressive, I think, to start. So, got to kind of – we'll watch the film and figure out exactly where those angles came from and where those – we could create miscommunication for them on the defensive end. But most importantly, we got stops, which helps because you can get in transition a lot, you know, better instead of taking the ball out the basket every single possession. They had 70-something points the last two first halves and 50 tonight or something like that. So still we can get better, but that helps us, you know, have a better offensive game.
Steph, Michelle Steele, ESPN. At one point, you yelled at the crowd, "We ain't going home."
Or we're That's not great grammar, home. Right?
I'm not going to correct it. Don't worry about it. Don't be
my Davis and people quote. Are very embarrassed.
Is this the most emotional playoffs game that you've played so far in this year's postseason?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with what was at stake. So, for us, we play better when we're having fun and enjoying the moment, and. We played like we were really stressed in OKC, and it showed. Kind of tried to let loose, be ourselves, have fun, enjoy what we were doing. And it was a good feeling out there to obviously perform at a high level. So got to bottle up that joy and take it with us on the plane tomorrow to OKC and be ready on Saturday. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, and I think we're ready for the challenge.
All right, that was Steph, and we will hear from both Draymond Green and Klay Thompson a little bit later. Right now, let's bring in the founder of the Fast Break blog, Adam Lauridsen, and he's got some great takes on tonight's game, and we kind of start with how it all came together.
It's a must-win game like they haven't had for decades, and it wasn't their best performance, but they found the toughness that they needed. They played a smarter game, they got back to looking like themselves, and they really gave themselves something to build on for game six, which is the key.
The Thunder led briefly and by a single point in this game, so the Warriors basically wire to wire taking care of business. But when you saw the focus that was brought to the action tonight, did you have a renewed sense that there could be some momentum building here?
Definitely. I think that they looked more like themselves with Curry out there attacking, penetrating, having fun. And then Draymond got back to being the emotional force. He wasn't right the two games in Oklahoma City. He admitted that. Tonight he got another technical, but he also was the heartbeat out there again. He really drove the defense and made an impact on the game.
What are some of the keys here as we head to Oklahoma City for Game 6? When you look at the Thunder's box score, Durant with 40 points, Westbrook with 31 points, they're making big contributions. They continue to do that. But the Warriors getting really a very full slate of contributions tonight. Andrew Bogut really at the top of the list. How do you see what happened tonight picking up into what we need to see on Game 6?
It's a subtle number, but Andrew Bogut's 30 minutes there in the box score is as big as anything. He stayed out of foul trouble. He was a presence around the rim. And when the Warriors are forcing the Thunder into tougher shots, forcing them to work harder, it changes the dynamic of the game. The Thunder weren't running downhill the same way they were in Oklahoma City, and it allowed the Warriors to stabilize. Spates had a great game in limited minutes, made big contributions. Sean Livingston had some big shots. Andre Iguodala with 8 assists. You talk about the ball moving around, the Warriors getting back into their offense. All of those little things add up into a much more stable performance, and the Warriors can get some momentum out of it.
Adam, we absolutely love your blog, and thank you so much for joining us. Hope to do it again sometime very, very soon. And now let's listen in to what Draymond Green and Klay Thompson had to say in the post game. As we talked about, Andrew Bogut, a terrific game, 15 points and 14 rebounds. Draymond, 13 boards and 11 points plus 4 blocks. And Draymond joined Klay at the podium afterward, and things started out with Draymond. Take a listen.
Hey, Dre, Art Spander of the Examiner, San Francisco. After that tee, you seemed to, like, return to the old Dre. Was there anything to that?
I mean, after that, it was just like, all right, if I'm going to try not to get attacked and I'm going to still get attacked, then I'm going to just be me, you know, and I'm not going to worry about all the rest of the stuff that's going on. I'm not going to worry about trying to be sensitive to this or sensitive to that. If I'm going to get a tech for that, then I might as well just be me anyway. So that was kind of my mindset.
Draymond, Lowell Cohn from the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. You had a tough time the previous two games. Is Draymond Green back now?
I mean, I think I was better tonight, you know, but I still didn't do all the things I'm capable of doing. But, you know, shots sometimes you can't control that. Sometimes you can't control certain stuff on the floor. But the one thing I can control is the way I go out there and fight and battle. And that was my mindset tonight. I was coming to a fight. And that's it. I'm going to go out there and do that. If all else fails, I'm going to fight. And that's kind of what I did, and that'll be my mindset for the rest of the series.
Draymond, Ron Karczyk from the San Francisco Chronicle. You talk about fighting, and Steve said he was proud of the will and the fight you guys showed. Any example? Did you know that in the locker room, not just you, but everybody had that ferocity back that was missing in Oklahoma City?
I mean, I knew, you know, I kind of knew after the game in OKC, you know, the way everybody reacted to losing, the way everybody talked and felt. And, you know, going in the film this morning, you could just see everybody was up. Everybody's spirits were high after the film, after the walkthrough. Everybody's spirits was high. And I knew then that everybody was ready to go and was going to bring that dog to the game.
Tim Kawakami at Mercury News. Clay, you don't always show emotion, but you showed some emotion on that court. Obviously, Draymond did. Steph, how important was that in this game, and how much do you need it for each successive game in the series?
I mean, it's fun playing with emotion. None of us want to go home. We having too much fun out there. No matter what adversity we face, you know, it's fun being out there with the guys and just going to battle. And we got to play with the same type of intensity and emotion on Saturday, maybe even exceed it because we're in their building. And if we do that and just play with the same poise you did tonight, you know, we'll be in a great position.
Clay, Alan from Tencent. So you look very aggressive from the beginning tonight. And you took like 9 shots compared to 4 shots last game, the whole first half. What's the mindset change this game?
It's not to pick up any quick fouls. I mean, I hate, you know, not being out there on my own terms as far as just sending myself to the bench with 2 stupid fouls. But mindset was just be aggressive. You know, be patient at times. Took a couple rush shots there in the beginning, but I settled down once I, you know, started playing smarter as far as moving off the ball and playing through my teammates.
Hey, Draymond, up front, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. It wasn't like you guys were perfect with the ball, but you didn't throw those passes either in the lane or over the top that they kept tipping and turning into points. They didn't have many points off of those turnovers. What were some of the discussions coming into this game about avoiding those?
Just, when you're playing against a team with that much length and they use their length well, you can't make the same passes that you always make. The first pass that look open, the way you're used to throwing it, it's really not open because as soon as they do this, they're going to get a deflection. So, you know, we knew that, you know, if you got to be sure on the pass that you're making. You know, maybe even take a double look, you know, because if it's open, it's going to be there, you know. But the first time you may think it's open, it's really not because those guys use their length very well. And I think we did a great job of coming to jump stops and keeping our poise and not just really being in a rush. I think it was more the flow of the offense, using that, and then being fast but not in a hurry.
Yeah, Draymond, Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman. The Thunder was not very efficient in the paint, missed a lot of shots in the paint. Andrew played a lot more tonight than he has in the series. How much was he responsible for making life tougher on them when they got into the paint?
Big fella was amazing tonight on both ends of the floor. You know, he used his verticality on the defensive end, and he was great on the offensive end as well. And, you know, if we're going to come back and win this series like we plan on doing, we need him to continue to play that way, which I have no doubt in my mind that he will. And the most important thing was, you know, I think last game he got a little frustrated as well, and he picked up a few silly fouls. You know, today he was smart. He didn't pick up any silly fouls, and he dominated the game on both ends.
Martin Patton, KOKH. This is both of you can answer. The 2 games in Oklahoma City, was there some doubt creeping in your mind, and did tonight's game restore any doubt if it did?
I'll answer this. No, not when you play with this man on my right. He'll never doubt our talent. He'll never doubt our ferocity and our toughness, and even after that, you know, tough loss we took last game, you know, Draymond set the tone after the game, like, look, we've accomplished a lot this year, faced some adversity, believe it or not, even with the 73-9 season, and we all know we're not ready to be done, and we can do it, just one game at a time, obviously, and enjoy it, because it's tough to win a championship. It's tough to win the West, you know.
Yeah, this is for Draymond. Kevin Rannerts, KCBS. How much soul searching did you have to do individually in your private moments after games 3 and 4?
I didn't really have to do a lot of soul searching because I knew exactly what it was, you know. But, you know, sometimes we all need a little shoulder to lean on, you know, somebody to call on, somebody to talk to. And, you know, I approach this like it's life or death. You know, it's not just a game to me. You know, I love this. This is what I do. And when I don't live up to who I know I am, it bothers me. And so I had a lot of people, you know, who's in my corner reaching out to me, you know, and it was great. You know, it helped me out a lot. I had a lot of guys who, you know, I've played against that reached out to me, you know, Matt Barnes, Big Baby Davis, Nate Robinson, like all those guys reached out to me. And just to have all those people reach out to me really let me know, like, bro, you somewhere else that, I was on another planet or somewhere or something, you know, just to have all those people reaching out to me. But it was also something that I already knew, you know. So I just said, you know, at the end of the day, I'm coming out here, like I said earlier, to fight. And I'm not going to worry about missing a shot. You know, I'm not going to worry about if I turn the ball over. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to just go out here and play like I've done all year. And everything else will take care of itself. So that was kind of my mindset.
This is Michelle Steele, ESPN. I have a question for Dre. I know that you had mentioned that Kobe had texted you and he gave you a little bit of motivation. How much did you have that in mind tonight? And did you text him back?
Yeah, I texted him back. I actually talked to him on the phone yesterday. And, you know, it was great, you know, because, like he said, if it's easy, why bother? You know, anybody can do it if it was easy. And so that kind of set well with me. And, you know, talking to him yesterday, that's a guy who's been through it all, man. You know, he's been through having the fans love him. He's been through having the fans completely hate him. And when they hated him, he used that as fuel, you know. So it's good to talk to him. And, you know, it's always great. You know, anybody can tell you something, but when you got a guy like that who's really been through everything, it kind of hits home a little bit more. And so it was great.
Draymond, Tim Calicone, Mercury News. We talked about you before this game. We talked about Steph, too. How important was for you to connect, for you guys to kind of lift each other's game? And did you think that happened today?
It was very important. You know, it's not just us two, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, Clay's been great for us. Even last game, he tried to carry us, and, you know, me and Steph didn't bring what we needed to bring, you know, but we do feed off each other. And, you know, like I said, when you got guys like a Clay who's playing well, a Bogut who comes out and play well, it's easier for us to look to them and say, all right, you know, we got to pick it up. We got to go along with them as well. And so it's more of a, like, I can't let these guys down, you know. And I think that was kind of both of our mindset, you know, coming out here is, like, everybody's put in so much work this year. And I know I felt like I was letting them down more so than, like, I care about myself. Like, I care about these guys. And everybody's grinding. Everybody's putting in work. This is what we work for, and we can't let each other down. So I know that was my mindset, and I can kind of sense that was Steph's as well.
Tim McMahon, ESPN.com. Draymond, given the way the last two games in OKC went, what gives you confidence that you guys can get this series back here for Game 7?
You know, we this ain't our first time going on the road, you know, and we know what it takes to win on the road, and we have to make sure that we stick to that. We have to go in there and follow the game plan, and we have to go in there with and completely exceed their intensity level, because that's a tough building to play in. You know, they feed off that crowd. They're always in attack mode there. So we got to make sure we go in there and exceed their intensity level and try to take the crowd out the game. And we've done it before, and we know what it takes to do it. So we just got to make sure that we use that experience. Obviously, it's a different team, different challenge, but same formula.
Finally, here's Coach Kerr and his post-game remarks after this 120-111 Game 5 victory.
You went with, no Curry, Thompson, and Green to start the fourth quarter, and you go on a quick 8-0 run. Do you feel like that's maybe where you won this game?
Well, I don't know if that was just, you know, the stretch, but it was a very important stretch. You know, we had a lot of good contributions from a lot of players, but, you know, anytime we can get that out of our bench to start a quarter and buy our starters a couple more minutes rest, it's important.
Jeff Ferrato, Bay Area News Group. Steve, you said the other day that you guys really missed Bogut out there.
He didn't get in foul trouble, but gave you almost 30 minutes. And talk about what his contribution was and how it changes having him out there and not having to go small.
I thought Bogues was phenomenal. He rebounded. He scored. He was aggressive. You know, we went into him on the post to try to get him as a passer with our cutters around him. And he was tremendous. And, you know, 14 boards, obviously rebounding has been an issue. It's an issue for everybody against Oklahoma City. So when he can play that way and rebound the ball like that, it just gives us a much better chance to win the game.
Eric Horn, the Oklahoman. Steve, with those reports kind of circulating about Steph being 70% prior to the game, what do you think his performance showed tonight, particularly on defense, about how healthy he is?
I thought he looked like 91%. it's just talk. So there's always going to be speculation, but it's just talk. And he came out and he played a really good game. And that's all I can tell you. I mean, he's going to compete every night. And I thought he had an excellent night and helped us get it done.
Steve, right here, Tim Cavalcami, Mercury News. Your players showed a lot of emotion out on the court, not just Draymond, but obviously Draymond, Steph, some other guys. Did you like seeing that? Did this game partly come down to just sheer emotion for them?
Yeah, I liked our will. I liked our fight. You know, we were embarrassed in OKC the last couple of games, and we fought hard tonight, and that's half the battle. It's just, you know, competing and fighting, and I thought the Thunder played extremely hard and very well, and you know, we had to play a good game to fend them off, and we did. But it was a great fight, and we had contributions up and down the roster, and that's kind of been our motto, as you know, for the last couple of years: strength in numbers. And we got a lot of good contributions from, you know, you look at Mo, and you know, LB came in, had a couple steals right away. Andre, 8 assists and 1 turnover in 34 minutes. You know, he kind of settles us down. And Sean Livingston hit some big shots in the second half. So it really fun to see the bench play well.
Steve, Tariq Majeddi with Afghanistan Basketball. Do you think you guys did enough this game to gain some momentum and confidence going into Game 6?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we did what we wanted to do. You know, we won the game, and we fought hard, and we were even on the glass, and for the most part kept our turnovers down, other than a couple of little lapses. But, yeah, we've got some momentum now. We've got to take it to Oklahoma City.
Even with, you think, with Durant and Westbrook shooting in the 30s and them still real close at the end of the game?
Every game's different. So I thought we did a good job defending them, and we forced a lot of those misses, and we've got to do that again.
Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com. This is the first time this team has been in this situation, an elimination game. Had not played with a great deal of poise at certain parts of the series. Were you confident how they would respond emotionally tonight, or were you curious to see what this team was going to have?
No, I knew how we would play. You know, this is it's a championship team. They've been through a lot in the last couple of years. Always responded well from adversity, and this was exactly what I expected.
Steve, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. Andrew's play on defense, how much did that affect the game? Staying big more, they missed a lot of shots in the paint. Most of them were contested. What impact did he, being on the floor that long, have stopping their inside game?
He was a big part of that. You know, Bogues is our best defender. He takes up a lot of space. He challenges everything at the rim, and staying out of foul trouble allowed us to keep him on the floor, and played almost 30 minutes. I think the first four games he was averaging 13, 14 minutes because of all the fouls. So it's probably the key. If you want to look for one thing, Bogues' play leading to better defense.
Steve, Ron Karchuk from the San Francisco Chronicle. You kind of just addressed it, but the defense, you looked overwhelmed at times in Oklahoma City, but it seemed like right off the start today, I mean, you held them to 12 points in the first 8, 10 minutes. beyond Bogut, what was different about everybody and the way you guys played defensively?
Well, we had great energy. We played with great desperation. That's how you have to play in the playoffs. And we were out of sorts in the last two games. And we looked a lot more like ourselves. And, you know, that's really who we are. We're a defensive team that, you know, plays off of our defense and tries to run. And we had that good balance tonight.
Steve, Lowell Cone, Santa Rosa, Press Democrat. Steve, you guys are the champion. Does it factor in that you don't want to give it up, as good as the Thunder are, that there's a champion's pride in this?
For sure, for sure. We've had so much fun the last 2 years. Obviously, winning the title, it's as good as it gets if you play in the NBA. So our guys have had a spectacular run here in the last 2 years. They've loved every second of it. They don't want it to end. And no matter how you look at it, if you're not the last team standing, it's tough. You know, it's a disappointing way to go out. And so we want to hang in there. We want to win the next two and get back to the finals. And we know how difficult it's going to be, but we'll give it a great shot.
Coach Kerr, Antonio Harvey, Sacramento Observer. You seem to know when to put Maurice Spates in at the right time. It appears sometimes, you know, you put him in when you got a lead, and he can come in and pad that lead. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Mo is instant offense for us. He gives us a totally different look. You know, we don't have shooting from our five men. So he allows us to spread the floor and change the pace a little bit, change the look. And he plays well with that second group, and he was tremendous tonight. He was aggressive, looked for his shot, and I thought he also did a good job defensively getting out on screen and rolls.
Roz Goldenwood, CSN Bay Area. Coach Kerr, Andrew Bogut's minutes jumped from the first couple to almost 30 minutes today. Great performance. How sustainable is it to keep him playing that way that long?
Oh, I believe in Bogues. I think he can play that way in game six. And you know, I think he really found his stride tonight, and I think that momentum will carry over.
Dean Blevin, CBS, Oklahoma City. Russell had big numbers, but are these numbers you can live with, Steve, because he had to put up, 28 shots to get them and had seven turnovers?
The one thing you can be sure of with Russell is there's going to be numbers on every category down the list. The guy is a tornado out there. He really is. He's going to get steals. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to get to the foul line. He's going to get his shots. He's going to turn it over some because of his aggression. He's going to do all of that, and that's why he's the player he is. He's unlike anybody in the league.
Carl Stewart from the Bay Area News Group. You had one tenuous moment there in the third quarter when Draymond fouled Durant and got the technical, four free throws. You talked to him during the timeout there. What did you tell him, and how do you think he played after that?
I thought he played really well. The conversation was, you know, between us, but I thought he played very well. He settled himself down and showed great poise and energy. He just had that brief sort of 2 or 3 minute spell where he got a little out of sorts, but he recovered well from that.
Yeah, Kevin Radich, KCBS. Steve, what was the message from you to this group? They have a lot of pride, obviously, champions' pride. Did you have to say a whole lot, and how did they take it?
I didn't have to say a whole lot. We know who we are. We know how we play. We got away from that the last couple of games, and it's just a matter of getting back to our identity and to you know, playing with that desperation that we need to play with, and I thought they did a good job of it.
All right, the series heads back to Oklahoma City for Game 6 on Saturday, and a Warriors win sets up a Game 7 on Monday night here at Oracle Arena with this Warriors Sound coverage of the NBA playoffs. I'm Lawrence Scott.